Today's reading is taken from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 7, and in your pew Bibles, it's page 1132. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Well, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, that we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Phil, for our prayers. Thank you, Anne, for reading our scripture. Do keep that passage open if you've got it. In the pew Bibles, or if you've got it on your phone, be turning that up. Let's pray together before we think about some verses from this passage. Father God, we thank you so much for Mark and Lucy's desire to surrender their life to the Lord Jesus and commit their life to him, and that today they're being baptised. And we pray, Lord, that this talk will be particularly helpful to them as we think about these scriptures, but also helpful to us all who've been baptised, that you will remind us of what our baptism means. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Some of you may know that our eldest daughter, Amy, went travelling down under earlier in the year. And while she was there, she booked to do a skydive over the Great Barrier Reef. However, she didn't jump solo. Amy had to jump attached to an instructor, much to my relief. But of course, being joined to the instructor meant that whatever happened to him would happen to Amy. Amy's life was now bound up with his. If the instructor's chute didn't open and he fell to his death, well, Amy would fall to her death too. If the instructor's chute opened and he landed safely, well, Amy would land safely too. As you can imagine, I wasn't anxious at all. From the moment Amy left the aeroplane above the Great Barrier Reef, her next 6 minutes were bound up with the one that she was united to. Would you like to see a photo? See, the only thing is on the day of the jump, the weather was so bad that visibility was down to zero and the jump had to be cancelled. And so Amy photoshopped her face onto this photo to remind her of the jump that she almost did. But if she had jumped for a few brief minutes, her life would have been bound up with someone else's. And it's this idea of your life being bound up with someone else's that's right at the heart of Christian baptism. You see, baptism is an outward sign of the deep inward and spiritual reality of being united to Jesus through faith in him. It therefore means that what happened to Christ now happens to us. And we can see that from our reading that Anne read for us a few moments ago in verse 5. It says, "For if we have been united with him," that is Jesus Christ, "in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his." And so this morning, Lucy and Mark will take the jump with Christ. Or should I say, take the plunge with Christ. And I trust that this passage is going to be helpful to them both as they think through what their baptism means. And if you're already a believer this morning and baptized, I hope this passage will remind you of what your baptism means and encourage you to live it out day by day. And if you're not a believer today, I hope this passage will help you see why it is that people get baptized and why this might be something you might consider for yourself. Two things to say. Firstly, what does being united with Jesus in baptism mean? Well, firstly, it means the old life is over. The old life is over. Paul says in verse 3, "Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" See, baptism reminds us that when somebody puts their faith in Jesus, they become united to Jesus in his death. So that when Christ died on the cross that first Good Friday, God considered that you died with Jesus too on the cross if you've put your faith in him. It means that when Christ died, God saw Lucy and Mark die too with his son on the cross. Let's just think more about what that means for a moment. Imagine this book is a person's life before they've trusted in Christ. In it is a record of everything they have ever done. There is nothing, no action, no thought even, that's missed out. Everything is recorded in this book. And it shows that this person is guilty before God because they've ignored God and lived their own way. This book is symbolic of all of our lives because the Bible says we've all done that. It's what the Bible calls sin. And God's holiness and justice demands that our sin is judged and punished. But the wonderful news is that God sent Jesus to take the punishment for sin on the cross. Jesus came to die the death that we deserve. And the way we benefit from Jesus' death on our behalf is by faith, by putting our trust in him and what he did on the cross. So let me demonstrate by using this book again. So this book, remember, stands for a person's life, a person's sinful life. By trusting Christ, I become united to Jesus. Now imagine my hands represent Jesus, okay? Both my hands represent Jesus. So when a person trusts Christ, they become united to Jesus. The book represents a sinful life. The hands represent Jesus. When someone puts their trust in Christ, they become united, inseparable now from the Lord Jesus Christ. So that what it means is that when Christ died and was put in the grave, we died too. The person died with him. And that will be brilliantly symbolized later in Lucy and Mark's baptisms when we will lay Lucy and Mark down into the water. It's going to be a bit like a burial. Their old life dying with Christ on the cross. And in Lucy's and Mark's baptisms, we'll witness the death of their old lives of ignoring God. As they trust in Christ, their sin has been paid for in full by Jesus on the cross. And now it has no claim over their lives. They are now forgiven and set free from sin's rule. Their sins have been washed away. Now perhaps you're here today and you're only too aware of your own rejection of God in your life. And you sense your need for forgiveness before him too. So that volume of your life can become a closed book. Sin paid for. The power of sin broken. Maybe you need those things for yourself personally. But can I say the only way that can ever happen is if you become joined to Jesus by trusting in him too. Because unless you put your faith in Jesus Christ and your death was when he died on the cross, in other words, your sin was paid for on the cross, unless you do that, there is no other way, no other person, no other means by which you can have your sins forgiven. Because unless Jesus has died for your sins, you're going to have to face the punishment for your sins yourself before God one day. But through faith in Christ, that story of your sinful life can become over today. It can become a closed book by trusting in Jesus. But coming to Jesus and putting your faith in him is not simply about an old life that's over. It's also about a new life that has begun. Look at verse 4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. You see, our union with Christ through faith means we not only become united with him in his death for us, that first Good Friday, but we also become united in his resurrection, that first Easter Sunday. And that's why when Jonathan and I lay Lucy and Mark down in the water later, we won't leave them under the water. We will lift them out of the water. Mark is going to take a bit longer to get out, I suspect. But we will lift them out of the water as a glorious symbol of the new life they now have with Jesus through his resurrection. For just as Jesus rose from the dead to defeat death and lives his new life for God, so now all who trust in Christ are spiritually raised to new life as well. They're raised from the dead in order to live new lives for God too. So just to remind you again, this book represents a sinful life. The moment somebody puts their trust in Jesus, they become united to Jesus, represented by his hands. Their old life is over as they put their trust in Jesus. They died with Jesus on the cross. And then what happens? Well, then they are raised with a new life. A new life with Christ. And this new life with Christ, represented by this white volume, is a book full of the life that God has prepared for you to live in Christ. The life that God has always intended you to live. His new life for you, where forgiveness and freedom exist. Now, this new life is not a life to live as we like. It's not a license to live as we did before. That's why Paul begins the passage by saying, by no means. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may abound? By no means, says Paul. Now, when someone is baptized, their baptism marks a clean break with the old life. And they are now to live out the new life in the power that God has given them in Christ. Of course, it doesn't mean that you will now live a life of sinless perfection. We have to wait for heaven for that. But it does mean that sin no longer is your master. It means that when faced with temptation, you will have power, the power of the risen Christ in you, that will act like a powerful magnet, drawing you away from those old sinful habits into the new life that God has for you and the fruit of the Spirit that marks that new life. That new life with Jesus is not easy, though. It is a life of struggle. Because old habits don't die easy, do they? Some of you may remember looking at a similar passage in Galatians earlier in the year. It was in one of our Together at 10 services. And we saw how the Christian life is a bit like a tug of war. Our old sinful lives keep resurfacing and pulling against our new desire to live God's new way. But the truth is, you now have the power of Christ in your life, which is stronger than your old life. It means that when you take hold of Christ's power by faith, it will lead to your life being changed, transformed, day by day. And this is the life that Lucy and Mark have started. This is the life that their baptism today will symbolise. And it will be a lifelong reminder to them of what has happened to them in coming to Jesus. In coming to Jesus, their old lives are now over and their new lives have begun. Symbolised in the washing of the water, sins washed away, and a fresh start with God. Hopefully Lucy's and Mark's baptisms have reminded some of you of your baptism today, perhaps many, many years ago. And it's reminded you of what it means for you too. Day by day, each of us need to remind ourselves that our old life is now over, buried with Jesus. And we now have a new life through his resurrection. But perhaps for some, this morning has got you thinking about following Jesus for yourself, even being baptised. And if you'd like to find out more, this week I'm starting a new Christianity Explored course. And if you'd like to be part of that, an opportunity to be exploring the Christian faith, asking all the questions you like, then do speak to me afterwards. You'd be most welcome to join it. And I said earlier that if you're not a believer this morning, I've got a book for you as well. And this book is called A Fresh Start by a man called John Chapman. And it's a brilliant little book for anyone wanting to think about the Christian faith. Maybe think, do you know, Christianity Explored course, feel a bit nervous going along to a course like that. You needn't be nervous, but I can understand if you feel a bit nervous. But I'll happily take a book away and read it. And if that's you this morning, speak to me afterwards. You can have this book free. There's no strings attached. You can take this and never speak to me again if you like. But please take this book if you value it. Read it, because I think it's such a helpful introduction about what it means to follow Jesus and how it will change your life for all eternity. Speak to me afterwards if you'd like one of those. Let's pray together. Loving Lord, we praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for sending him to be our Lord and Saviour. Thank you for what faith in him means, that it joins us together with your Son and his life forever. Lord, thank you for the joy that many of us know of sins forgiven, sins washed away, buried with Jesus through his death on the cross. Thank you that that new life, that forgiveness has come to Mark and Lucy. And thank you for that new life you give us. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so through faith in him, we have come to new life through the power of your Spirit, through what Christ has done. Thank you for your Spirit that's at work in Lucy and Mark's life. And we pray that you will help them to grow in that new life day by day and flourish with you as they live in the light of the Lord Jesus every day of their lives. Father God, encourage us all today to be living out the truth of our baptism to the glory of your name. Amen.